took a name, and who decides who to free and who to blame?
Everybody will be treated all the same.
There will be a golden ladder reaching down.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard, and we got a great message for you tonight, entitlement, The Gathering of the Scarlet Robes on the Seven Hills. Tonight we're going to deal with the prophecy of the Pope, and we're acknowledging tonight that the passing of the Pope this week was one of the things that we predicted prior to his passing. We knew it was going to be soon, and we predicted that in our message on the fourth beast. We're going to continue tonight with the gathering of the scarlet on the seven hills. We're going to tell you a little bit of the things that you can look forward to in the coming days ahead. Now, we'd like to tell you why that we call this message the Scarlet Gathering. If you look at the popes that have been elected in the common era of the Catholic Church, this tradition started in the 13th century, by the way, when Pope Gregory was elected. And so we're talking about, basically, an election. Now, if you notice election, there has to be politics. And, of course, politics plays the major role and who's elected, because in elections, a democratic election, if you will, those that have the power base of support usually are elected to office. Now, we're going to have a gathering of the cardinals dressed in red, this scarlet color that we're going to talk about, in what is described as a conclave. Now, there will be 117 cardinals that will elect for the seat of the papacy a pope with the majority of the votes coming to the victor. Now, the politics started long before the death of Pope John Paul II, who actually reigned for 26 years. And it's ironic that the 117 eligible cardinals that are going to be voting for the next pope of the Catholic Church, we're going to talk about her tonight and her common objectives in the modern world as she struggles to unite the religions of the world to a one world order. Now, is this going to be accomplished? It has to. The Bible says that it will. And so we're going to some of the prophetic prophecies. We'll look a little bit more inside the problems that the church is facing. I'm talking about the Catholic Church. And how they're seeking to solve these problems by dissolving, if you will, the social, cultural orders around the world. But see, now the church needs to be universal, as Catholic implies. Now, 117 is going to vote. And 7 and 1 is 8, and 1 is 9. So a total reduced number of 9. Now, this is a resurrection number, a death, a burial, and a resurrection. We have what is called a triangle of religion. We have Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. In that order, if you will, vying for the supremacy or the master religion. Now, will these three religions, notwithstanding all of the division that and the problems that it's going to promote, or the problems it's going to face by uniting, it will have to be a uniting of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Now, before that happens, I predict that we will have World War III to subdue this triangle, as I call it, of unholy alliance. It's a federation, if you will, a vying for the soul of man. And clearly, truth and salvation has no place in this unholy triangle, as we're going to prove. Now, if we look at the prophecies of Saint Malachi, I've spoke of him prior to in part 1 and 2 and 3 of the fourth beast. And so, if you listen, or you are a regular listener to the Shepherd's Call here on WWCR, the Cadillac of the Airwaves, you'll find out that I spoke extensively about this priest that lived back in the 11th century. Now, he spoke beginning with Pope Celestine, and if you will, notice the chapel of the election will be in the Celestine Chapel. Now, he prophesied about a total up until now, actually, the 264th Pope was ended with Pope John II. So we're going to elect the 265th Pope into the Holy Catholic Church, and they've got a list of popes. Whether it's accurate or not is not the point. The point is that the Catholic Church, and I readily admit this, has been around for a long time. Now, you need to write for my tapes and my CDs on how I believe that the Catholic Church was formulated, how it was diabolically put together by an insider that actually had a seat of discipleship in the sacred circle of the Holy Messiah. Remember, there were betrayers inside his group. And I believe that this mighty church that has arose, that we're going to talk about, in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, among other places that we're going to go, and we're going to seek the place where that we can find the desolation seat of authority that's going to be placed finally upon the seat of Christianity, in other words, embodied in the Catholic Church. And again, the unholy triangle of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, after a third world war, which is imminent, ladies and gentlemen, there is a final push by the New World Order to bring about a submission, if you will, a power, a final ruling
to consolidate all of the religious belief that compasses the earth into an accepted power base that the people can rally around. So there's going to have to be a lot of fluctuation, change, if you will, and this change will come as all changes of the past with the shedding of blood. And we are near the point where we're going to be introduced to the 265th Pope from the Sea of Scarlet and the gathering of the 117. Now, there's actually more popes in the list. But remember, they have a rule that popes over 80 years of age are not allowed to participate in the voting process. They may be influential in bringing a power base of support. For instance, the United States of America. It's ironic that there are 13 scarlet popes that will make the trip to Rome, this hill of, or this city of seven hills, where the scarlet beast and the lie that the Bible proclaimed her to be the scarlet beast was the common tradition of the popes donning their scarlet robes and caps to elect their head, what they call the Holy See in the papacy, to sit on the seat of authority, ruling with a rod of iron in this political power base structured headship, where actually the power base of the Vatican or the Holy Catholic Church extends its influence. Now, no greater influence has come upon the scene to have influence upon the world, such as the Pope that just died, and that would be Pope John II, Pope John Paul II. He has had a tremendous influence upon the direction of religion in the world. Now, that is not by chance. That is by the invention of media exposure to give this figure a godlike vicar, if you will, of God's presence, the Holy See, if you will, God literally sitting in a flesh body, directing the church on the earth, and his word is absolute and final. Now, if we go back to the prophecies we're dealing with, 112 of the popes since the prophetic utterance of Saint Malachi. And some say that there was only 111. Well, you know what 111 represents, a division. And if it's true that we only have this last pope, who incidentally will be the 111th pope since the time of the prophecy that was given, then we are indeed in for some very interesting times that will actually take us into the future, where we will look at the prophetic times of the last days. Now, let's look at the word scarlet in the scripture. Matthew 27, verse 28. And they stripped him, that is the Messiah, and put upon him a scarlet robe. So in his last hours, his own clothing of choice, we're talking about the Messiah, his own clothing of choice was stripped from him, and they put upon him a scarlet robe. Now, from this scripture in Matthew 27, verse 28, comes the tradition of the scarlet robes and the gathering of the cardinals. Now, in Hebrews 9:19, and Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. So this is a Catholic tradition of having its main body of elders. You see, it's not the Pope so much as has the power. It is who appoints the Pope the power given, and that is the cardinals that are elected and chosen. And as I said, the United States of America, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic chapter of the United States is, to me, Revelations chapter 13, where it describes the United States as the formation of a lamb, and then it grew horns and began to speak with the power of the Antichrist. So then we have some direct traditional history going back to the tradition of the scarlet robes. Now in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 3, where we pick up the identity of the church that sits on seven hills. And now this church has gained reputable notoriety. But if you go back and look into our history and open the dungeons or the conclaves of where the history has been hidden, and we have forgotten down through the history, the actual true history of the Catholic Church and the bloodshed and the horrors that she has perpetrated upon man. And still, she gains the honor of a lovely woman sitting on a hill with respect and gratitude, even to the kings of the earth. Now, this week, starting in April, and this is, by the way, the beginning of the count for the festival of First Passover. Again, very fitting, in this month, we have a death of the Pope, who is beloved by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people around the world. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, if you remember last month, I did the series especially, and I prophesied to you that the Pope would die in this short period of time, and that there would be elected a Pope to take his place. Now, I want you to write down concerning the prophecy of Malachi two interesting names that could possibly and prophetically, if the prophecy of St. Malachi, which has held reasonably true upon the 110 associate popes that have descended or ascended upon the throne, this prophecy that is kept basically by the Catholic Church itself, given it to it by St. Malachi, is called, at the time that he gave it in the 11th century. And 110 have noticeably been amazingly worded, and the wording is the key to the prophetic prophecies, and it remains to be seen if there was some addition to the list that he gave to keep the church or the people that know about this prophecy from panicking, because it may possibly well be that we are fixing to see the seating of the last pope of the city of Scarlet. Now, let me repeat that. We very well may be seeing the last seating of a man to sit in the scarlet seat of blasphemy. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw this woman. Now this woman is a church. And the place that the woman was seen was noted as seven hills upon which the whore sat. Now, write this name down. I'll give you two names to speculate. According to the prophecy, for those of you who are not informed about the prophecy of St. Malachi, this next pope could possibly be named Peter the Great, or if the present 112 number is correct, and there has not been any addition to the Malachi prophecy, then it will deal with the next pope taking the name of the peace tree, which is the olive tree. Now, the Pope, having a name in his titled and honored position, just like Pope John Paul took the name of John Paul II. The next two popes, a possibility, if the prophecy of St. Malachi, and folks, if this comes to pass, that the name is, bears a title resemblance of the olive or the Peter, one of the other, or the names are involved in the title adorning this pope coming up, then you can pretty well rest assured that the vision that St. Malachi had concerning the end of the woman that was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. Now, amazingly, here are the scriptures again. Matthew 28, or Matthew 27, verse 28. And they stripped him and put upon him a scarlet robe. The scarlet robe was a disrespectful gesture of the enemies of the true dress code of our Heavenly Father. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor Buddy? It was actually, if you will look at it, it was actually a disrespectful way of saying to the Messiah, oh, you want to be a king? Well, then we will put a robe of scarlet because we're here to bring your blood, your life blood, which will be in the presence of all to see. And so then, the scarlet robe was placed upon the Messiah disrespectfully, because it was not a choice of color of the Holy Father. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last days. Paul said, to mark this as he writes a letter to Timothy, mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Now, I told you that we are on the verge. And people say, well, we're looking forward to peace, and we're going to end persecution and suffering. But that ain't what the Bible said. Listen to what it says in the last days. Now, the Bible already predicted the wars and rumors of wars. We have come through those times, but we've only just begun to have wars of terrible consequences. These are going to be such extreme, so much suffering. Listen to what the Bible said, leading up to what I predict will be the final world war, that people will grow to love themselves. They will be lovers of money. And ladies and gentlemen, the most powerful seat of religious authority upon the earth, even having its own bank. And you need to know what's associated with this bank and the power and the prestige and the boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient things that this has caused. Even these ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, out of control, brutal, and not lovers of the good, but treacherous and rash and conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. In other words, they're looking for a show, having a form of godliness, putting on their scarlet robes, dressing up as holy men, when this is the abomination of the earth, because the Bible prophetically lists a scripture out of the scriptures when it says, that which is highly esteemed among man, in other words, that which is receiving the most honor and the prestige and power and glory and the adoration of the kings of the earth who court her and her charm and her power. But that which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to God. They have a form of godliness, but deny the true power of godliness. The Bible says have nothing to do with them, for they worm their way into your heart, into your homes. They gain access and control through media over weak-willed people who are loaded down with sins, and they're swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. So these men actually oppose truth. They're men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But the Bible says they will not proceed too far into the future. Now, the prophecy of Malachi gave the last pope and his name Peter. Somehow, the name of the olive pope, what they call the olive pope, has crept into the prophecy, whether it's rightfully there. Some say it was placed there deliberately by these men that are proud, abusive, and disobedient, having a form of godliness but denying the power, which have done an excellent job of deceiving even the very elect as they shed the blood of the righteous and wield power throughout the political systems of the earth as they go forth courting in a whorish manner the support of that which is highly esteemed among men to gain honor and riches and power by wearing or gathering in the scarlet robes. Have faith. You who know the true teachings and the purpose of the faith and the patience of love and the endurance of the persecutions and the sufferings, what things have happened to our fallen brothers, the true prophets of God, will now befall us in the last days. Yes, there will become one of the, if not the most, and I warn you, my blessed brethren, that evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse deceiving and being deceived. The book of Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3, 1 through 13. Now, the question, Luke 18, 8. There was a question asked by the Messiah, Yahushua himself. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith upon the earth? I ask you, in the presence of the Shekinah, are you dwelling in the realm of enduring faith? Have you been swayed or caught up and swept away with the error of the wicked who love the praise of men more than the praise of God? That in the times to come, in the presence of God and that of the Messiah, who will judge the living and the dead, and at his appearing in his kingdom, he gave us a charge to preach the word. Do not preach in expecting a pat on the back or to be appearing as overly righteous or to be appearing as some knowing it all, but to preach and give them this charge as indicated by the faithful word of Paul to Timothy. Preach the word. And in the book of Revelations, we find a whore that will sit in scarlet. And the gathering of the scarlet will commence very soon. And you may possibly see the last man chosen to sit in the seat of the vicar of God, or take God's place upon the earth in a flesh body. But to preach the word, to correct and to rebuke and to encourage with great patience and careful instructions, for the time will come and is now when men will not put up or endure, if you will, sound doctrine, but instead will elect men to go represent them in scarlet, to suit their own desires, to give them sensual freedom and liberties. And they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. And it's a choice of political persuasion. The men that gather in scarlet, they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside into pagan myths and lies of the serpent. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Now, the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught actually by demons. Now let me give you a prophetic utterance. I prophesied a few years ago on National Worldwide Radio, right here on WWCR, that when we went into Iraq, that the Bible distinctly tells us that we will cause or cross or open a gate, a time gate. This time gate was locked until the appointed time when the kings of the earth would go forth to take a spoil. And by doing so, would unlock the time gate for the ushering in of the demons that have filled hell and have been held captive until the time appointed. Now listen to 1 Timothy 4 and 1. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow the deceiving spirits that is being taught by men in flesh wearing the scarlet robes. And the Bible said, beware of them that love the long robes and love the cheap seats. Oh, wouldn't it be an honor to be one of those delegated to be sitting on the hill of the southern city crown jewel of the earth, admired and longed for and sought after, and the weeping and the wailing that has wormed their way into the heart of the unsuspecting masses, teaching of demons and deceiving spirits in the church, masquerading as apostles and servants of righteousness and vicars and cardinals, pastors, teachers, prophets, and evangelists, going forth to deceive, if you will, the very elect. And remember, the Bible warns those who think they are going to stand, take heed, lest you fall, for there is coming a time of trouble and is now upon us, such as the world has never seen. And this time will be a time of trying, even for the righteous, and many will fall, according to Daniel chapter 11 and chapter 12. For such are false apostles and deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. Remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 designates Satan and his angels coming out of the pits of hell in transformation. Robes of righteousness, choice of color, a scarlet robe. Ladies and gentlemen, all that twinkles is not gold, and all that twinkles before your eyes are not the stars of heaven. Satan and his angels have been loosed, and I predict that soon hell will be emptied to its furthest region of all the demonic demons that have ever been chained there, waiting for the unleashing of the power of evil, of the plagues, and the seals being loosened in this coming soon last day adventure that's coming upon the earth to try men. Now listen to this. Now listen to whom you need to listen to. Beware of them that say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. We will spend time there and carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You must be just a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And instead, you ought to say, it is Yahweh's will. We will live and do this or that. And as it is, we boast and brag. All such boasting is evil, my friends. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it is a sin. Listen, you rich people that can run rampant in the earth, doing what you do, boasting. You better weep and wail because of the misery that is going to come upon you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver is corroded. Your corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded up wealth in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, the gathering of the scarlet on top of the world's greatest wealth, a second to none in the earth, you have hoarded wealth in the last days. You have taken to yourself power. You sit as a virgin, yet you are nothing more than a congregation of whores to be condemned because you condemned and murdered innocent who were not even opposing you. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. It's coming. World War III, where the end of the whore is coming. There will be a fleeing there will be blood to the reins of the horses' bridles. But Yahweh said, you brothers, be patient until your master's coming. Look at how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is in the autumn for the gathering. You too be patient and stand firm because Yahweh's coming is near. James Gospel chapter 4 verse 13 and 5 verse 8. Look at what we are facing in the last days. The Messiah told us many parables about the kingdom. Some were about the kingdom on earth and how it would continue until the end of the age when there would be a sowing of tares and a mixture to where you couldn't tell good from evil. And all many of our brethren are itching to pull up the tares. Be patient as the farmer waits for the grain. Wait until the advent of the intervening at the proper time of the angelic host who will make war with Satan and his gathered angels upon the earth. Remember, I told you they would be loosed, and the gathering is now. And will proceed until the finalization of Satan himself will sit in this final seat in that unholy city where I told you the unholy triangle will present itself on earth. And the holy city of what they call Jerusalem, where the man that wore the scarlet robe, not at his will, but a forced will of the satanic powers that hung him and exhibited him in scarlet. But ladies and gentlemen, he was a man destined for the purple robe. The birthright son of Joseph Ephraim 2,000 years ago, a king rejected, but a kingdom accepted, now dwelling in the field of the tares, waiting to be plucked by the merciful hand of Almighty Yahweh to come forth in the last days and gather the fruit, the ripened grain, the patient ones that have kept the faith and haven't denied his name. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, like Johnny Cash says in the song that introduced our program tonight to you on WWCR, there's a man going around taking names. The mustard seed that grows into a large plant that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. Remember the unique feature about mustard seed. It will not, and I repeat again, it will not mix with anything in the earth, in the seed line. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It is the smallest seed. My people are the fewest people upon the earth, and yet you look for big crowds and hundreds of millions of people that are steadfastly glued to their television as they look forward to the white smoke of an elected scarlet-colored robe to take its place and authority in the seat of the city of seven hills. But the little mustard seed growed and become the largest of all the garden plants with such branches that the birds of the air, that's the eagle kind, ladies and gentlemen, not the buzzards. You are the eagle kind if you're dressed in the robe of sonship. This robe of sonship is not the robe of scarlet. The scarlet was an adorned counterfeit that made itself look good through the organized religious church of the world. But listen what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand the true significance of the inward kingdom, then cometh the evil one, the birds of prey, that eat only the dead carcasses. These are the vultures that have adorned themselves in red and gathered for the feast of the evil sacrifice. As they snatch away that which was sown in the heart of people that look at this charade and are swayed even to tears by the sympathy that the world draws from its own, because it's highly esteemed among men, and yet in the heavens it is the foul cage region of every unclean bird, and is an abomination that has lifted its head even to peck away at the sons of Yah. The time has come when we will take the top branch in the cedar. Again, what shall I say and compare the kingdom of God? Remember, we are beginning to come into the area of time when we have the bread of unleavened feast to celebrate. People say, Pastor Buddy, we don't do that anymore. That's under the law. Ladies and gentlemen, long before the law was ever instituted and brought forth into the Levitical covenant, which has now passed away, therefore the first feast of unleavened bread is not acceptable. This month is not acceptable in the presence of Almighty God as a legal statute or festival to be observed in the month of April. But the Mayflower, the second feast, the second gathering, without any feast of yeast, we will grow into a people of unleavened effect. Nothing in the world will move us, because we are introduced to the truth of unleavening, as opposed to the leavening of the church that has camouflaged itself into a church of scarlet gathering. Be careful, the Messiah said in Matthew 16:6, when he said unto them, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who love long robes and gathering in high places. Be on guard for such a thing. And yet today we're taking in the news network. It will not cease until there is an appointment of, perhaps, as I said, the final pope to sit in the seat. If his name is Peter, if it's associated with Peter, or if it's associated with a time of peace. Remember that the olive is indicative of the house of Israel. I'm going to repeat that. The olive branch, it is not a fig tree. There is not a fig tree root growing in the church of our Holy Father. It is strictly an olive. don't tempt the prophecies of the Father. Avoid the evil, as it is indicated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Remember to be a Berean, to search the Scriptures and prove these things and look into them and confess them as the truth of that which is highly esteemed among men, then an abomination to our Holy Father. So then, be on guard against those who say, peace, peace. For when they say, peace, peace, then cometh, you can bank on this, then cometh a sudden destruction. Let me repeat that for the emphasis of placing the Scripture within your heart and within your reach of understanding, that you may freely know that the last days are going to be so full of trouble and so full of the times of trouble that only those who have gathered for the trials and the tribulation of the last days will have enough faith to put on the purple robes and escape the evil of the last days. If you'd like to know more about the secrets of the Scarlet Church, then you can call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Let me give it to you again. The telephone number, I'm live tonight. This is the third day of April. And we're looking forward to hearing from you tonight. We encourage you to call. If the line's busy, don't give up. Call again. Call till you get through it that we can speak to you. And you can call anytime during the week. Leave a message. I do have voicemail. I can return your call at my own expense. So if you'd like to call me, please call. I would be so glad to talk with you. That will be area code 423-626-2172. Again, area code 423-626-2172. Now, write me, that's a Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, most of you say, Pastor Buddy, you talk so fast, I can't get the number. Let me do it for you one more time. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. You can call me tonight, live, area code 423-626-2172. You need to know some of the hidden things that we cannot tell you on the air that will have significant impact onto your future existence in the world of eternal existence. These things are so important that by the word you're justified and by the word you're condemned. And for you who are going to act on faith and come out of her, my people, that will stand before him in the last days and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. You see, it's that courage that you have to stand up against the fashions and the deceit and the pomp and the style and the riches and the glory and the honor of the deceit of that which is highly esteemed of the last days. In order for you to be poor, left out. You know, I feel like a square peg in a round hole or trying to fit in to the world. I just don't fit in. Every time I open my mouth to preach the gospel, I have 10,000 enemies at my side saying I'm wrong. I have very few to stand and support. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it was when the man that they dressed in scarlet as an insult to his spiritual integrity, to, if you will, to bring shame upon him. And today they wear the scarlet with such pomp and style, proud, dotting about, knowing nothing, even denying the truth of the existence of the scriptures and the poor prophets that never have or never will have the exposure that they have had. You see, the world loves its own and the world will support itself because the church is addressing the desires of the people of the world, and the desires of the people of the world are going into apostate design of the Spirit. This is coming upon them in the last days to turn them over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned who hold not the truth. And so it is. Let me give you a number of a great man, one of the greatest men that I've ever known to walk in shoe leather, one of the most truthful men that I've ever met, and I love him with all my heart. This is a toll-free number for you to support our message and our cause. We need you. Just call this number through working hours, 9 to 5, 1-877-289-7439. That's all the number you need. Pledge your support to the Shepherd's Call. This is the man that stands at the foundation of our ministry to keep us on the air, sacrificing month after month, week after week, to keep us afloat. He needs your help. Also, my great friend, that you can reach in North Carolina, Dr. Jack. He's the governor of the Feast of Second Passover, which will be held beginning May the 20th. We hope to see you there. That's 1-888-281-7320. Give Dr. Gary or Dr. Jack a call. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to go. I'll see you next Sunday night with another message from the Shepherd's Call. Much love to you, and peace and safety be upon you.